A federal appeals court heard arguments today in the closely watched legal battle over the slavery exhibit at Philadelphia's President's House site. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slachansky attended the hearing.
The case goes back to January, when National Park Service workers, under orders from the Trump administration, removed dozens of exhibit panels that documented the lives of the nine people enslaved by President George Washington while he lived in Philadelphia during the 1790s. The city of Philadelphia sued, and a U.S. District Court judge ordered the exhibit to be restored. But the federal government appealed. The government's lawyer, Gregory Indenburken, told the appeals court that the lower court judge overstepped her power.
That mandatory injunction gives a municipality veto power over what the national federal government says on its own property.
However, the city's attorney, Ann Taylor, responded that the federal government violated contractual obligations.
The city has a residual interest in the existence of President's House. That is why the city spent taxpayer dollars to build it and then donated it.
It's not clear when the appeals court will issue a decision. Carmen Russell-Slachansky, WHYY News.